What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. I hope you guys are pumped and excited for today. Today, I'm going to bring you some charisma, some hacking, some excitement, and a whole bunch of fun stuff.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, we're spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, everybody. So I wanted to funnel hack somebody today because what they're doing is really, really cool. And I think it would behoove you all to watch what she is doing. So the person I'm talking about, her name is McCall Jones. And the story, as I know it, and I probably don't know all the details, but she is related to Catherine Jones, who is our resident design hacker, who spoke at Funnel Hacking Live this year about design hacking. And she was so excited that she was going to speak on stage. She invited her friends and her family to all come watch her crush it. And she did crush it. She did an amazing job. And one of her, I think it's her sister-in-law, came not knowing anything about what in the world we do. And she sat there and watched Catherine do her thing. And then she watched the entire event and she was like, this is amazing. I want to do something related to this. Now, McCall's background, actually, I don't know all her background. I do know that she was on, what's that show? You think you can dance, but that's not it. She's on High School Musical Part 2, I believe. So I may have quoted it wrong. Maybe it's Part 1. I've never seen either of them. I'm not going to lie. But I think she's on High School Musical Part 2. So she's got an acting career and a bunch of stuff like that. But she's watching this and she's like, oh my gosh, like Catherine's teaching design hacking. Russell's teaching funnel hacking. Like I could teach how to hack what I do, which is she's like, as an actress or actor, I don't really call themselves nowadays. I don't know what's politically correct. So I apologize to all the actors who I just offended with my unknowingness of how to say it right. But anyway, she was like, I could teach people how to hack charisma. How is Russell able to get on stage? And what is he doing? And why is he doing it? All sorts of stuff. And so she decided that she was going to become the person who was going to teach people who want to become speakers or authors or like, you know, selling from stage or doing webinars or Facebook lives, like how to actually get charisma. Because a lot of people don't have that, right? They come on like, I am Russell. And they're all nervous, right? Like I was 15 years ago, right? It's scary at first. And so she's like, I'm going to teach a framework for how people can do charisma hacking. And so that began her journey. She said, this is my thing. This is the spot in the market that I'm going to claim. I'm going to teach people this process. I'm going to call it charisma hacking. And this is my thing, right? So first off, everything so far, what she's done is awesome, right? Same thing for you, right? You should be in your marketplace looking around, like, where's the gap? Where are people not talking about? What can I do that can be unique? What is it something that my gifts bring to the market that's going to be different than anybody else? And so for her, because her acting career and her understanding of these things, she thought, you know, this is the segment of the market I can carve out that can become my own, right? Where I can become the category king in it. So that's the first lesson. Second lesson. So then she went out there and she created a framework and she started a coaching program. She started training people how to do it. I'm sure she did a lot of it for free. She started going into Catherine's groups and teaching this concept called charisma hacking, where she was testing out her process and testing things out. She came into mine. I had her do a training for our Two Comma Club X members because so many of them teach them to publish and they're scared to death to publish. So I'm like, hey, McCall, can you do a training for my people, teaching them the basics of like charisma hacking, looking around and finding people who are successful and modeling them. And so she made an amazing video for our members. And so then now, you know, all of Catherine's members and my members and other people are learning from her. And she's going out there working for free, right? Getting her content out there, plugging it strategically into people's coaching programs where she has a chance to, first off, practice her, you know, her material, like practice her framework, so she's learning it better and basically did all that stuff for free for everybody, right? So now she's learning it. Now from there, she's able to go and she's created a whole value ladder, right? She's got a course, she's got live one-on-one training, she's got things where she can help you, and she has a business related to that, right? Now, this is where most people mess up. They create the framework, they create the product, and then they're like, how do I sell this thing? And they're like, I don't know how to sell it. And obviously, you know, there's a ton of funnels that can sell it. I'm not going to talk about that, but I do want to talk about is what McCall is doing now. I've just been keep being more impressed with her every time I'm watching what she's doing. So what she started doing 3 weeks ago is this thing where as a way to get lead gen, to get people in the door, and also as a way to connect with her Dream 100. So I'm assuming, again, I'm not behind the scenes of all this, but I'm assuming she built out the list of like, hey, who are my Dream 100? Who are the people? And by definition of the Dream 100 is somebody who has your existing existing customers on their list, on their social profile, their following, whatever that might be, right? They have the attention of your potential dream customers. And so I'm assuming that McCall made a list, and she put me on the list, she put Dave Woodward, put Steven Larson, and I'm not sure who else because she's done it for 3 weeks now, but I'm sure there are more on there, right? And so what she's been doing is what she calls her charisma hacking weeks or charisma live or something like that, right? Where basically what she's doing is each week she picks someone who's on her dream 100. So the first week was me, and she said, I'm going to charisma hack Russell every single day for this next week. And so every day she went live on her Facebook page and said, okay, here's one of Russell's videos. Let me charisma hack him. So she pushes play on my video and she pauses and talks about what I did and why I did it and goes through that. And first she broke down one of my Facebook lives. The next day she broke down one of my ads. The next day she broke down another thing. And she did that for 5 days, showing people, how I use charisma and how they can model what I'm doing to be successful with theirs, right? Now, what's cool about it, she's tagging me in all these, so I keep seeing it. As her Dream 100, I keep being aware of the fact that she's talking about me, which is like, you know, flattering, like, oh, this is cool. So I watched a bunch of them, but then it also, by tagging it, a lot of my people started seeing it. A lot of my people who are watching start tagging my customers and tagging people and bringing them over. And so by doing this, she's getting my attention, but she's also getting the attention of a lot of people that follow me, right? Now, obviously right now I'm doing a podcast talking about it, so it's bringing more people to it, right? But it's smart. She's splintering off the market and saying, let me do 5 videos breaking down Russell, what he's doing, and that's going to bring his people in, right? And the next week she picks Steven Larson, same thing. Let me charisma hack Steven Larson. And she did a Facebook Live he did, then an ad he did, then this and that. And she broke that down. She tagged Steven on it and brought people from Steven's world into her world. Now this week she's doing Dave Woodward. Next week she'll do someone else, right? And so each week she has this consistent publishing process where she's out there publishing, bringing people into her world. Now they can come in, they can get into her value ladder, and they can start sending up through the products and services that she's selling. Okay, what she's doing, she's taking this thing that she's teaching, taking her framework and showing how it applies to other people. What's interesting is I did something very, very similar when I launched ClickFunnels. Okay, I did the same thing where I was out there and I started showing, it's funny, I still remember this because Lewis Howes, I used to love his website. I still love it, but I used to love it, like, I remember seeing his site and being so jealous of it. And I found out the company who built it is Digital Telethony, I think. Anyway, I can't say the name, but the company, and I went to try to hire them to build a website for me because Lewis's looks so freaking cool. And they wanted to charge me, it was like 30-something thousand dollars for them to design a webpage for me. And I was like, oh, I'm like, you guys are good, but you're not that good, right? And so when ClickFunnels came out, I wanted to show people. I was like, I want to show you this process. So I took Lewis's page. I remember I had my monitor. I had Lewis's page on the left-hand side and ClickFunnels on the right-hand side. I said, I want to show you how I can build Lewis's $30,000 webpage inside of ClickFunnels in less than 10 minutes. And I went through and I literally built his webpage side by side until it was done. I was like, it looks just like his, right? It didn't cost me nothing. I did it in 10 minutes because I understand these concepts of funnel hacking. And if you were asked Catherine, it'd be design hacking, right? Like, how do you model something that's already successful? And so that's what I became really, really good at doing. So there is the first practical, like the thing that I was doing. I was doing that for a lot of people. I remember going to Tony Robbins' pages and other pages. We used to do Facebook Lives every single week. We called them the Did You Know Show. Like, did you know you could use this in ClickFunnels and this and this? And we show off features while I would be basically rebuilding other people's funnels inside of ClickFunnels to show them how we could, anything you could build, you know, in anything else we could build in ClickFunnels as well. And that's initially how I got so much of my momentum off the ground, is by doing that, right? And so anyway, as I was watching McCall do this, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is brilliant. So for you, when I think about this, think about your framework, right? What is the thing that you're teaching, right? So look at that. And you've obviously got your product and your courses. And I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about how do we fill our funnel with people who are potentially going to buy that thing from us, right? How do you get attention of your Dream 100? How do you start getting the traffic and the leads and the people coming in, right? This is all the traffic seeker stuff we talk about. So it's coming back and thinking about that and then say, okay, how can I apply my framework to show how my Dream 100 is doing something correctly, right? Here's how somebody Dream 100 is building a funnel. Let me show off their funnel. Here's how somebody over here is doing this, is using charisma. Let me show it. Here's how someone over here is using design hacking. Here's someone over here is using whatever, you know, fill in the blank, whatever your product is, okay? The nice thing that's, I had a talk with Dana Derricks about this one time. The cool thing is like when you create a framework, but you name it, it becomes yours, right? So like, for example, Dana is big. He teaches everyone the Dream 100. Dana didn't come up with that. I didn't come up with that. Chet Holmes was one that kind of introduced it to me and to Dana. But Dana's kind of made that his business. It's like the Dream 100, right? And he says, what's cool about it is like, I can now go and when I see anybody doing any version of the Dream 100, even if they don't call it that, I can go and say, hey, let me show you how, How Rachel Hollis used the Dream 100 to make her book the best-selling book of all time, right? Of last year, right? And then you can go show that, and like, this is her process, how she did it. And even though she didn't call it the Dream 100, no, but he was able to say, this is my framework, how she applied it. It was the Dream 100, and all of a sudden, it gives all the credibility now to his framework, even though, you know, she didn't exactly know what it was, but she was still doing it, right? Or here's how Tom Billy used the Dream 100. Here's how so-and-so, here's how so-and-so. And start showing people using the tool, the thing that you're trying to do, right? And that is the strategy. That's the big aha, the big secret. Anyway, so think about that. What's your framework? Who are the people, either Dream 100 or people in the media or whoever, who are using unknowingly using your framework or parts of your framework that you can show and you can case study, and putting those out there as videos, as Facebook Lives, breaking them down, showing people, and people start seeing it over and over and over again. That's going to get their attention. It's going to increase the desire, and it's going to make them want the thing that you've got. Okay, and so like I said, McCall Jones is doing such a cool job of it. If you go follow her on Facebook, you can see it. You can start seeing what she's doing, why she's doing it, and watch the process. Again, I'm a nerd where I spend more time watching what people are doing than actually listening to the thing they're teaching me, right? And so with this, the McCall, I'm watching what she's doing, and I'm like, oh, this is brilliant. This is so smart. I hope you guys are watching as well. Anyway, with that said, I'm at the office. I got some fun stuff to do today. I'm pumped. A lot of exciting things are happening. I can't tell you about them all right now, but... next 3 to 6 months at ClickFunnels is going to be crazy, and I cannot wait to show you guys all the stuff we're doing. So I'll reveal as much as I can behind the scenes here on the podcast. But with that said, appreciate you all. Thanks for paying attention, listening, and I'll talk to you guys all soon. Bye, everybody. Hey, everybody, this is Russell again. And really quick, I just opened up a texting community, which means you can text me your questions. And right now I'm spending anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes every single day answering questions through text message to people who are on the podcast. And so I wanted you to stop everything you're doing, pull your phone out, and actually text me a message, okay? Now, the phone number you need to text is 208-231-3797. Once again, it's 208-231-3797. When you text me, just say hello, and then what's going to happen is it'll add you to my phone, and then it'll send you back a message where you can add me to your phone, and then we can start having conversations. On top of that, through this texting community is where I'm going to be giving out free swag, giving away free copies of my book, let you know about book signings, about times I'm coming to your local area, and a whole bunch more. So I want to make sure you are on this list. On top of that, every single day I'm sending out my favorite quotes, my favorite frameworks, and things you can get for free only through my texting platform. So what you need to do right now is pull out your phone and text me at area code 208-231-3797. One more time, that's 208-231-3797. I can't wait to hear from you right now.